Hello, and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast. Today, we will be continuing the saga of Tongshi and Anne and their exploits.
Chapter 7. Persephone gave a weak cry and sucked half-heartedly at the bottle. Anne worried about her. After a scant 2 weeks, the baby had the look about it of Anne's mother's dying babies. So many, some named, some not, only John and herself surviving to adulthood. Anne carried Persephone to the control room where Tongshi and John ran a routine diagnostic on Demeter.
My girl!
John took Persephone into his arms. He didn't seem to notice anything wrong. Tongshi, can you feed her? Anne asked. When she's done her bottle with Daddy, John cooed at the baby. Tongshi and Anne exchanged glances. She had told him her fears, but couldn't bring herself to tell John. However, the child always perked up a bit after drinking Tongshi's blood. She seems done. Let me take her, Tongshi said.
I'll feed her blood, John said. Surely she'll be fine with her daddy's blood.
Remember the last time, Anne said. John ignored her and held out his finger. The infant grabbed it, clamped down, and sucked. In a few seconds, she gagged and spit up all over John's hand. I told you, Anne said, you never listen.
Shut up.
John wiped his hand on his shirt, leaving a red streak. There's no need for that, Anne said.
So sorry, Tongshi said.
Animal blood around 6 months. Not that you're animals. John reluctantly handed the baby to Tongshi. She greedily took his finger and his blood. Anne licked her lips as she watched.
I'm in contact with the fleet, Demeter said. Incoming message.
And Herod appeared on the view screen. Her face broke into a grin.
I greet you. Oh, Tongshi, Tongshi. Our prayers and supplications are answered. Forgive me. We greet our Jiaohao and kowtow before him. She bowed her head.
Meru entered the room, and Herod said,
We greet our Kuang and bow kowtow before him.
We greet you. How's mother? Meru said.
She misses you, and Herod said.
Doubt it. She got what she wants, the throne.
According to some, and Herod said, you've changed.
I hope so, Meru said. Tongshi stared down at Persephone, who had fallen asleep in his arms. Anne took the baby.
Your child? And Herod asked.
John and Andre, Anne said.
I have Yashi with me, and Herod said.
The screen pulled back to show the bridge of the ship with officers and the wet nurse holding a grinning baby on her hip.
Our son is sitting up. And he had his first bloodworm on the trip here. Isn't he a fine big boy?
We forgot to say, what with everything. Anne grimaced with a sudden pang of jealousy.
And Herod has a son. Your son with her.
With me? Tongshi looked confused. The timing's right, Anne Herod said. And look how his hair sticks straight up, like all your children's.
Yes, their head hair did that.
Tongshi paused for a few seconds.
He seems a healthy lad.
Perhaps you can help us with Persephone. She's a vampire like Andre and doesn't seem to be doing well, Anne said.
And Herod said.
And where is His Highness Prince Andre the Rascal?
Prince Andre is dead, Tongshi said.
And Herod looked like she had been punched in the stomach.
I'm so sorry.
He died nobly, destroying the March Puritan defenses. Their fleet has crippled communications.
We'll destroy the ships up here then, and Herod said. There's a large battle going on beside the moon.
Only destroy the ships with the white crosses, Tongshi said. I'll contact the rebels and tell them who you are so they don't shoot. There's a civil war going on here, but it's moving to a quick conclusion. It's the humans called the New Puritans that we fought in the war, not the rebels here.
Your wishes are command,
and Herod grinned. We'll return for you when the battle's lost and won.
The vampire fleet quickly overwhelmed the Puritans. The March Civil War ended with a Puritan victory.
Several Menendek shuttles landed at the edge of the field. Soldiers poured out of them and lined up in formation. And Herod walked to the front of them, saluted, and they saluted back. She turned and strode up to Demeter, where Meru, John holding Persephone, Anne and Tongshi stood under the awning.
We greet our esteemed excellency,
Tongshi, Kuang, Jiaohao, and Herod kowtowed in front of Tongshi. All the soldiers behind her kowtowed. "I am Paynon," she said. "Meru is the esteemed Kuvon here." Anne shot a glance at Meru and then, "Here we go again." He sent her a slight shrug. Meru shook his head. "No, Dad, you never abdicated ever. You are the Kuvon. Parliament removed me," Tanchi said. "I never object. They technically can't do that. Even if they could, you would be Jauha." "He speaks the truth, esteemed Excellency," Enherit said. "And your fleet here is Paynonian. Some of us before we left the Mendet, some of us disobeyed. Kuvon Murasaki, we dare to speak to you as some think you are also Paynon. You are Tanchi, Paynon, Kuvon, Jauha. You are and will always be our leader." "I have no interest in this," Tanchi said. And Herod and the soldiers remained in the Pelkow. The minutes passed. It became uncomfortable. "Your Kuvon greets you, General and Herod and her troops." Meru stepped forward and lifted his hands in a rising gesture. "Stand up and be at ease." They remained in the Pelkow. He shrugged at his father. Tanchi snorted and stomped up the ramp into the ship. "Now what do we do?" Anne asked. "I have no idea," Meru said. "Wait, I would say," John said. Persephone began to cry again. "I wish I could talk to that wet nurse. Persephone is so skinny compared to Yoshi. Maybe it's their different ages." Anne placed a hand on his arm. "You know it's not." "I didn't see the nurse kowtowing with the rest. Maybe she's back on the ship," John said. "If I may speak, esteemed Kuvon," Herod said to the ground. "Really," Meru said. "Either I'm Kuvon to be obeyed or I'm not. I'm thinking not." Meru strode off across the field, John behind him and Anne nervously following. Some of the soldiers looked formidable. They all smelled strongly of blood, blood she suspected was human. The door to Enherit's shuttle opened at their approach. The wet nurse stood there with Yoshi in a sling. She kowtowed with the baby beneath her. "Jekritpe, Renate Day." Meru raised his hands. "Jekritpe, Kelensku, Meru Kuvon," the nurse replied as she rose. Meru smiled. They chatted. Anne wished Demeter's translator carried to the shuttle. She had left her handheld on the ship. Meru surprised her. He turned to them and spoke in standard, his accent thick. "Soldiers will die sunrise if Da does not become Kuvon. Jauha." "Wow," John said. Meru said, "Please, must go to Da." "Yes," Anne said. "Persephone." John held the listless baby out to Lady Renata. She tisked and pulled open her blouse. Renata gathered Persephone to her breast. The baby clamped on immediately, and her little eyes closed in bliss. The wet nurse loosed a torrent of words, obviously admonishing. "Baby need life," Meru said. "Stay with Renata, Da, for now." "I'll stay here," John bowed to the nurse. "Thank you, thank you." Yoshi pulled at her other breast, and the woman headed back into the depths of the ship to find a place to sit down. John followed. "The sun will be up soon," Anne said. They rushed back over the field and into Demeter. They found Tanchi lying on the couch, staring at the ceiling. "Does she think I don't know what she's up to?" he asked. "They'll die in the sun if you don't release them," Meru said. "She convinced them to do this," Tanchi said. "Including Enherit," Lady Renata told us. "They say they can't go back to Menendek and they can't leave our people under Murasaki," Meru said. "Murasaki eats humans. I saw the bodies," Anne said. "She wanted Meru to eat me." "Then she would murder me, saying I was the one feeding on humans," Meru said. "Why do you think I'm here, other than wanting to rescue you? The military isn't paid. Half the population are Paynon. The economy's fallen apart since you've been gone. All the Leto going to the march. I think she pays the march to keep her secret, to get her more humans." "You never told me this. You just said you escaped her imprisoning you," Tanchi said. "Why didn't you tell me this?" Meru shrugged. "The sun's coming up," Demeter said. A scream came from outside, then another. Tanchi jumped up and ran out of the ship. "What are you doing? Enherit! Enherit!" he cried. The troops and their general stayed still, except for a soldier, then another, at the far edge of the valley where the first rays of the sun touched the ground. They screamed again and crawled forward, instinctively avoiding the light. "They'll stampede to the other side of the valley or trample us under the awning." Meru stood frozen. "Do something! I can't. They won't listen.
No one ever has. Now hundreds will die. I'm listening. Tanchi sighed. He straightened. Shim grit pain on you, Tanchi. Pain johao. Ruang. Rurangat. The soldiers leaped up and pulled off the packs on their backs. Within moments they were covered head to toe in white sheets, and Herod dashed under the army. Our hero, she flung her arms around Tanchi. He stiffly returned her hug. Anne was not amused.
Thank you very much for listening. You can find us on Facebook at /Forgotten Fantasy. Our Twitter is at Ronnie the Bard. And our Patreon page, if you'd like to get a copy of Blood Emperor for $5 a month, then you can go over to our Patreon page and become a patron at patreon.com/forgottenfantasy. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Bye-bye now.